Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Please, let me preach to your neighbor, it is well with you. Let's put up that scripture if you have it. Joel 2:21. Say after me, fear not. Can you prophesy? Say, fear not. O land. Be glad. And rejoice. For the Lord we do great things. Shout hallelujah. Only two people got that prophecy. When we started this morning, we started talking about territories. And I told you that one of the things that hinders many people, sincere Christians, from recovering territory are altars. I also told you that the reason why many Christians are unable to contend and dismantle altars is because they do not understand the makeup of that altar. If you don't understand why that altar is standing in your family, you may be well intentioned, but you are fighting a lost battle. The person that brought that altar paid for it with his life. He told Satan, he said, I give you 7 generations. What are you willing to give? Many of our parents did it innocently. Some went to places, false prophet. You think you go to a false prophet and the man tells you, don't worry, just go. Salvation is free. Oh, really? Oh, really? You fail to realize that whenever it is free, your bloodline is the price. I say, when it is free, your bloodline is the price. They will keep paying and paying and paying. When it gets to a point, it's now interest they are collecting. Interest. This is not to say Satan is powerful. No. But there are certain battles you cannot win if you are not spiritually intelligent and strategic. If you don't know how to pray. You know, in those days when some of our parents who attended CAC. How many of you have CAC parents here? God bless you. You are doing very well. At some point, a generation rose and began to accuse them. Say they don't know how to pray. Because many times when they prayed, it sounded like they were repeating themselves. You will hear, Father, do it. Father, do it. Father, do it. Father, do it. 3 hours. Say, that's not prayer. My brother. In those days, especially if you are from the Yoruba, you know, there's a way we pray. And they were, when our parents go to church, there's a way they prayed. We're like, how can you be repeating just one thing for 3 hours? Please, there is a difference between vain praying and repetitive praying. Repetitive praying is emphasis. Vain praying is no alignment. When what you are asking for is outside the scope of what you are supposed to be asking for, then it becomes vain praying. When your prayer only identifies or focuses on things that even hard work and Satan can give you. Vain praying. But when you are asking for the will of God, which is best for you, which is best for me, when you are asking for God's will to be done in your life, and you are saying, Father, do it, do it. When you are saying, do it, do it, do it, do it, there are so many words being spoken that your mind is becoming very intelligent. You are saying so many things that your words are not saying. And the scripture says that the Spirit of God knows what is in the heart of men. Just the same way a man can pray, it is possible for the land to cry out. The territory that God has given to you, spiritually, it is possible for that territory, that land, to speak. The same way it is possible for the blood, the human blood, to cry out. We didn't know until somebody died. Who was that? Abel. We didn't know. There are many things we don't know. Simply because they are not really captured in the Bible, but they are there. Imagine that Daniel, the book of Daniel, was not written. Many of us would not have known that it was possible for a righteous man to pray and be resisted for 21 days. We will not know. There is someone who will tell you that it's because you don't have faith. No. It's because there is resistance. There are reasons why you must take back your territory. Number one, you are not more influential than the territory you control. There are names that when they are mentioned, do you know how many times Elon Musk's ears will be ringing because of the number of people in Nigeria that are calling his name, whether on social media or in their bedrooms or just discussing technology. He will just say, my ear is ringing. When they trace it, it's in Lagos. That is coming from Lagos. I'm trying to tell you that anything created has intelligence. You must learn how to speak, because everything created has intelligence. When Jesus was on the waters and there was a storm, he didn't pray to God. He spoke to the storm. Don't be afraid. Don't be worried about whether God will hear. Stand. The Bible says, having done all, stand. Speak to the storm. Call your mom. Say, from today, don't fall sick again. The Spirit of God says, I should tell you. I permit you, use God's name. Call your mom. Say, from today, am I sick, mom? God says, you should not fall sick again. You may be shocked to know that there was a time that no human being could use the name of Jesus. That if you wanted to contact God, you must go through a medium. You will come to Shiloh, see the high priest, or see a prophet. But when Jesus died, God said, I have given him a name that is above everyone. You don't need your pastor's permission to use that name. There's a popular theology going around now. I'm seeing it on the internet where some pastors are saying you have to come through them, that they are your spiritual covering, that you must come through them to locate God. I say it's like you don't have anything you are doing. Like you don't have anything you are doing. You want even this church as it is now. I don't think I want to be in that space, because I will not do any other thing. And me, my work is even free. You understand? So I beg. My job is to point you. You can call him. J-E-S-U-S. J-E-S. Just call his name. J-E-S-U. Just call him. He's not complaining. Me, I'm complaining. But him is not complaining. Because when the Lord begins to speak about, put up that scripture we just read. When the Lord begins to speak in this, no, verse 21. When the Lord begins to tell you, fear not, O land. It is because in the realm of the spirit, there is a takeover. There is a recovery. There is a change of guard. The people who held your entitlement and your possession and say you will not be able to come into that place, God said, fear not, I've removed them. That's what he said. This battle was won without you doing anything. When he said, fear not, it's because he has a commitment to your life far deeper than the commitment your mother has to you. When he says, fear not, it's because he's standing behind you. You may look at the mirror and you may not be sure what type of future will come out of your life. The one who created you said, fear not. Don't hear fear not and then wake up on Monday and start listening to channels, television. Listen to me. Sometimes you have to be very selective. There are some things you should not hear on Monday morning. Say, fear not. God spoke to the earth, to the land. I will redeem you, fear not. So it's possible for the land to be redeemed. It's possible for Ziklag to be rebuilt. It is possible that 5 years, 7 years from now, you will look back and say, I no longer fall sick. Put up that scripture. It says, fear not, O land. He said, be glad and rejoice. You see, every time God makes you a promise, the next thing you have to do is to break into a season of praise and worship. Don't wait for him to say it. This is the scriptural recommendation. There are at least two times, among others, when God expects you to rejoice. Number one, he says, rejoice always. Number two, David said, I rejoice at your word as one that has found grace for you. Which means every time we hear the word of God, the first thing we are supposed to do is to begin to praise him. Because there is nothing more dangerous for a spiritual man than when God is silent. So every time you open the scriptures, and he begins to talk to you. Before you even read two verses, he's talking to you. Don't start praying immediately. Take some time and begin to praise him. He said, fear not, O land. He said, be glad. That means they have been going through seasons of pain. Now I want you to agree with me that your breakthrough has come. By being glad and by rejoicing and by dancing and by shouting and by praising him, he said, don't hold back. As I am saying to you, fear not. I want to be hearing your own voice too. I want to be hearing. So it is a battle for two talking people. As God is screaming, you are screaming. As he's shouting, you are shouting. As God says, fear not, you shout, yes! Shout yes! You just shout because people say, he has gone mad again. No, God just spoke again. God just spoke again. The problem is that many times we are so cold like we are in a freezer because we seem to be overwhelmed by everything that is going on in our lives. But the Lord told me to tell you the devil is a liar. He's a liar. He's a liar. The devil has played all his cards. Now it is time for Jesus to change the nature of the game. And he said, the name of this game is called Be Glad. The name of this game is called Rejoice. Hallelujah. 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 Listen to me. When God led the people of Israel to the Red Sea, and he led them forth, it was not Moses who said, let us praise the Lord. It was Miriam. Miriam picked it in the spirit. Moses, don't blame Moses. He has never been in the choir. Huh? It was Miriam that picked that song. That song we normally would sing today. For you are glorious in holiness and fearful in praises. It was Miriam. When they looked at how God led them with a mighty hand. Nobody thought that any human being will walk through this entire sea and come out at the other end. What are you going through? And you are still asking us. People asking you, how are you still standing? You show up on Monday morning and say, hello, how are you? Say, I'm fine. And they know what you are going through. Say, me, if I'm not fine, I will not answer you. I will not answer you. Because I'm not fine. So you not think I need help. But look at that powerful declaration. On this side is the ocean. Red Sea. On this other side, Pharaoh and his army. Mighty army. That's the U.S. Army of that day. Those days. And every one of them died. No bullet. No arrow. No javelin. Nothing was shot. God seduced the army. Say, we will catch up with them. We will catch up with her. And they started speeding. They never got to where they were. They were on horses and chariots. These other ones were walking. But they were miles apart in the spiritual realm. So the more they ran, the farther they were. The more they were speeding towards the Israelites. But it seems that they were going backwards. And God waited. That thing was not a one-day journey. Because that ocean was vast. As God gave them time. Seems if we move faster, we can catch up. They didn't know the declaration in the heavens that some trust in horses, some trust in chariots, but we Oluwagbenga trust in the name of our God. All the horses fell down, all the chariots collapsed. I searched all around and I saw that the gods of this land are dead. Listen to me. If only Pharaoh knew that having chariots doesn't guarantee strength, doesn't guarantee speed. If only he knew, he would not have gone. He saw an opportunity. God saw a burial ground. I said in this battle, you will not need to shoot one arrow. But your land, your name is still on that title deed. You may not know because you have been pressed on every side. You've had to deal with so many things. You are practically trying to survive the next 24 hours. And here God is saying, oh land. God is saying you've got land. God is saying you have territory. God is saying that God is talking to you and say, oh mighty man of valor. God is saying, oh international businessman. God is talking to you like, sir, you don't understand. I'm squatting. Bless my helper so that he will not send me out of the house. And God is saying, you mighty man. God never speaks to any man after his condition. God speaks to every man after his prophecy. I don't know how many of you are standing here holding your prophecy in your hands. I came to announce to you, today is the day of recovery. See, let me tell you something. It is one of the areas you must develop is the ability to sing while you are in pain. The ability to worship while you are under a lot of pressure. It's not easy. You have to learn it. When the Lord is telling you have been promoted, and everything you are seeing around you is as though there is an increase of contention. When your wedding is just 7 days and you need money. Oh, there is a spiritual way to get money. Listen, we have been told to worship God and praise him. Oh, sorry, point of correction. We have been told to vibe. Vibe takes away the power that comes from intentional worship. That's why David declared, how shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? This song that we are singing, every time we have sung this particular song in Jerusalem, God's glory fell. You're asking me to sing this song here? Ah, it's like you don't understand. There are songs of the temple. Those songs don't go out. There are songs of the temple. They are not for vibing. These ones are not for vibing. We will give you some collections next week if you come. Those ones, you can vibe to them. You can vibe to them. We will have them. 24 songs for you. You vibers. But for those who want to see him, who want to hear him, those who know that God only speaks within a particular atmosphere. The one who said to us that I only dwell in the midst of the praises of my people. Which means I can deliberately trap God's presence in my life. Deliberately. David sang so much that in the heavens, they called him the sweet psalmist of Israel. When he became king, he didn't stop. Oh. There are people that forget their early consecrations because they became great. David did not go to the palace without his guitar. Others were holding a scepter. He held his guitar. Because he knows that the only way to maintain authority is when spirits are interested in you. When the Lord is interested in you, every lesser power knows that this man, this is the spirit backing him up. This sister, this is the spirit backing him up. This one has the Almighty God backing him up. So they know the areas they don't cross. Listen to me. You have a powerful weapon in your hands that can redeem your bloodline. You have a powerful weapon upon your spirit that you can deploy. I know you fast for 40 days. Why don't you go on 40 days praise and worship? Why don't you fast and then go on 40 days of declaring his glory? There is nothing that God wants to do for you that he has not already done. Hallelujah. When he died, everything was done. We are not praising him enough. It was God who said, "Fear not, O land." It was a prophetic word. Put up that scripture. Ale baraka desafele. He said, "For the Lord will do great things." Jump to verse 23. He said, "Be glad then, you children of Zion. Rejoice in the Lord your God." You see, the enemy looks at us, but he's not quite sure what we are excited about. God says, "I want it to be clear that the sound of my name makes you rejoice." He said, "Rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month." Let me explain what this means. The former rain is the rain that prepares the earth. Is the first rain, the first set of rains that fall, prepare the ground for cultivation. The latter rain, those are the set of rainfalls that come down to mature and end that season of planting. And God says, in 1 month. That means it's going to happen so quickly. Nobody will see it. You didn't catch it. God said, "I will sort you out quickly." God said, "I will sort you out quickly." Listen to me. The kingdom of God has its own system of prosperity. God has his own standard and procedure for blessing his children. And he said it is within 1 month. He said in the first 1 month, "I will give you the former rain." While others are still expecting you to wait for 6 months, you've gone into the market and you are out. Which means the normal time zone, which is 6 months, 8 months for certain plants to mature, you would have gone in 8 times. Because within each month, you are going to have the former and the later. While others are still waiting, you go back in again. Former, that means every year. Oh, every month. Every month. January, February, March, April is the month of harvest unto you. Say, for when men say there's a casting down, as for you and your house, we shall declare there is a lifting up. Hallelujah. There's a lifting up. There's a lifting up. There's a lifting up. Listen, every battle you are facing now, you for some reason that battle has not been able to engulf you with flames. And that is so that your confidence in God can be solid. That until God says it is over, there is no man, there is nothing. He said, what shall man do unto me? Today we come to declare the era of man is over. The era when men described us with our situation, when men described us with our problem, the era of the words of men is now over. Today you will be called by a new name. I said you will be called by a new name. I said you will be called by a new name. I said you will be called by a new name. I want you to declare, I will be called by a new name. The devil tries to sell you all kind of narrative, stupid information. Oh, your mom had cancer. Your mom had cancer. Which means that you are also likely to have cancer. The devil is a liar. They said, this type of disease is hereditary. According to who? According to whom? According to whom? According to the devil is a liar. Let me tell you, one of the ways to silence the enemy as he is talking to your mind, shout him down. You are too quiet. You listen, you now sit down, you are perusing, you are meditating. Meanwhile, I've been shouting here, meditate, you refuse. The devil tells you, nothing is going to come out of your life. It's over. It's over. See, I checked the scriptures. It says, none shall be barren in the land. Okay. The constitution says, none of God's children will be barren in the land. Which means God is not even talking about marriage. He has gone past. You are saying, God, when will I marry? God says, the answer, none shall be barren. He's always steps ahead. He's always steps ahead. Over you, God is steps ahead. I said, over you, God is steps ahead. I say, over you, God is steps ahead. I say, over your life, God is steps ahead. Listen to me. Every negative report will not stand. Whether it's coming from the doctor, whether it's coming from the things you yourself have seen, you have observed. Today, we came to take back that territory. Many of us are victims of words. I've seen mothers say to their children, I wished I had aborted you. Listen, today's service, this second service, is to send a message to all who may be concerned that our King has spoken. I said our King has spoken. I said our King has spoken. It says in verse 24, and the floors shall be full of wheat, and the fats shall overflow with wine and oil. This is speaking about overflowing abundance, overflowing creativity. Oh, Lebakata. I came to prophesy over every business person that has only one customer. You have only one major customer. Look at what the Lord says. He says, your barns shall overflow. Because of the blessing of the Lord over your life, you will not need to employ. I said you will need to employ. I said you will need to employ. I came to announce to you, the kings of this earth are now coming to your light. Look at the next verse. And I will restore to you. Come on, shout to restore. So God is aware that it is possible for you to lose years. You are counting days. God is looking at years. He said, I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten. In the physical realm, what do locust and grasshopper, what do they eat? They eat grass, vegetation. In the spiritual realm, they consume years. Said, I will restore to you. Come on, say, I receive it. Come on, say, I receive it. The funny thing about the assignment of cankerworms and locusts is that when they consume years, you will think days are still counting. They will tell you, go and take this course. After taking the course, they will say, that course is no more relevant, that you have to take another one. Have you ever found yourself in a situation where you are always getting relevant information late? Who knows what I'm talking about? It's as though you hear late. Said, I will restore to you. Only God has the power to restore years. 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. You think you are young. Until you stand beside somebody who is of your own age and you see what they have done, you will not know. I've lost years. Don't tell me that if Mark Zuckerberg could rise into that stature he rose into without God, that Satan has a better plan for his children than God has. No, sir. I will not agree. I won't agree. Whether military or civilian, some of the young presidents, military presidents in Africa, are in their 30s. Huh? Which means if you are 29, 30, you can be the president of a country. So why not start with you? Why can't you be? Why not you? But if the years have been taken away, you will find that you are fighting for survival. That if at the age of 35, if they ask you, what do? You can't really describe it. No, you have no clear career path. You have no clear business path. You are just there. Years have been taken. But the Spirit of God said, I will restore to you. Because when you look at the context and the reality of years, we are talking about time. And time is one commodity that can never be regained. But God said, I will restore to you the years that what? The locust has eaten, they ate your years. I want you to pray in the spirit for 1 minute and begin to pray with this scripture. I want you to pray with this scripture. I want you to pray with this scripture. I want you to pray for yourself and begin to ask for restoration. Restoration of years. Restoration of years. The years that the cankerworm and the locust and the palmer worm, the years that they have taken from you. Are you praying? Are you praying? I want you to be selfish for 1 minute. And I want you to pray for yourself. In Jesus' mighty name. Now listen to me. Some of you may not understand what I'm saying. One of my classmates in secondary school, he used to be one of our ESCOs in the fellowship. But now, even though he went to university, man of God, do you know what he does? He sings High Life. He has a band. This was one of the spiritual people in our set too. But when I discovered him later in the future, he was a dancer. Like all this Fuji and all of that. I almost wanted to say, what has happened to you? Until I realized that for one of the governors in this Southwest, he is the official singer. You see, I could no longer bring that correction to because I realized it is the Lord that knows the way that I take. While we were laboring for 2-1, God assigned a governor to him. And for 8 years, he is always on Facebook and other whatever. All the events at the governor's, I won't say which state, it's in the Southwest. All the events in the governor's office or the government house is the official musician, event planner and all. And when you see him singing, you see the governor with his white agbada dancing. The governor's wife loves him. 8 years, my brother. What the devil could have used to take away your years could be you disregarding just one gift that God gave you. Because you didn't see anything out of it. The boy could have decided that because I went to Babcock, I must get a job. But look at the way God brought him through. Say, my son, I know it is women that dance. You see, I have finally conceded defeat to you ladies. That there is nothing we can do to you people. Once you have a good sound and drums, women will dance. So I give up. I have left you people to be dancing. Eh? But when you see a brother and God says, I want to bless you, but can you dance? I know you went to Babcock. Hope you will not be ashamed. What I want to do in your life, hope you will not be ashamed. I want to bless you, but can you dance? Can you sing? He was in our choir. He was not even leading among those leading praise worship. We used to stand as, you know, in Anglican church. We are the choir. Then we have those that are holding microphone. Uh-huh. Man of God, when you see this boy singing, if I want to see the governor, that's my access point. 8 years. Are you telling me he did not build a house in 8 years? One of the things the Lord will do for you in this season is that he will remind you of his promise to you. So that when he begins to carry it out, you will know exactly what God is doing. Don't be ashamed. It is God who said to you that the valley shall overflow with fat. It's God. Listen, I want us to pray. Because I perceive that there are some of us who are already on a particular path and God needs to bring us back and then push us in the right direction. Listen to me. The path that the Lord has chosen for you has one element, and anytime you are on that path, you will be seeing that element, and that element is called favor. If there is no favor qualifying what you are doing, if everything you are doing is actually your effort alone, there's something wrong. So you are going to pray this morning and you are going to ask the Lord. Peradventure, I missed it somewhere. Peradventure, I missed it somewhere. Lord, bring me back. Lord, bring me back. Lord, bring me back. Lord, bring me back. Can you open your mouth and pray for yourself? Kambaleka torobo soteya. Korabaseka teleba. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There are some of us here that have hit a brick wall. And right now, we don't even know what to do anymore. In the name of Jesus, recover your mind. You will not die, you. It is too late for Satan. I said it's too late for him. Your going forth is kept by God. Your coming back is preserved by God. They will try 10 times, they will fail 11 times. I said the enemy will try 10 times and he will fail 11 times. When I got to the hospital and the doctor said there's no treatment, there's no cure, it's a viral infection. Once you have it, that's it. I prayed. My faith could no longer carry it. I said, well, I have tried. At least I'll be with Jesus early. We'll go and wait for the rest. The Lord spoke. That was the time the Lord spoke to me. He said, I told you that your covenant. When did I enter? I don't remember. You see, you are the one who thinks Satan plays fair. Satan doesn't play fair. He said, your covenant with death has been cancelled. He didn't say I will not die. He said, but I said to you. And when I heard that word, I dozed off. My mom said she was with me at that. Said she saw a white, gigantic being with his head going beyond the roof. That's how tall the being was, standing over my head. And she panicked. She couldn't scream that night because she was opening her eyes and seeing this white creature whose head she could not see, but she could see his body. She said, he's gone. He's gone. She was there till daybreak. She couldn't shout until I opened my eyes. She said, I thought you died. I said, no. Said, I saw a white being with his head into the clouds. I thought they came to take you. And I said to her, he said to me that my covenant with death has been abolished. What you saw was my angel who came because of the word of the Lord that I must not die. Because there was something else that happened in that room that most people, including my mom, was not privy to. In that room, I said to the Lord, I said, if you save my life, I will serve you. I will serve you with everything that I have. He didn't say yes or no. But when I woke up the next morning, they took me into the theater and they tested for the virus again. It was gone. It was gone. Listen to me. Whatever verdict the doctor kept over your life, today it is over. After putting in over 11, 12 years in the bank, I was with Pastor Ose last week on the island. And we got to the bridge. The bridge from Amadu Bello into Silver Bed, where I stood with that angel on the bridge, where he said, look at this office. Where is this? I said, that's my head office. He said, make no mistake about it. The premonitions of your heart, the thoughts you have had for the past few days, they are of the Lord. And he says that the job he gave to you, he wants it back. And the promise you made, he has come to collect. I say, which promise? Say, you pledged me your life. In that hospital, you told me. Say, you told me. You said. Say, so, now it is time. Now it is time. While he was speaking to me, he began to speak also in the Igbo language. I've never seen such a very powerful prophetic angel that he just oscillated between different languages. Then he looked at me and he said, you want what I carry? I said, yes. Say, you want what I carry? He said, this, that's the requirement. And I opened my eyes. So that one is not for you. But look at that trajectory. So while I was going to school, ASU strike, carrying placa, SUG, when they asked the Lord, where is the person you said you recruited? They will say that. He said, that one, this one in SUG, says the one. Are you sure this one can do it? This one that is always in guest hostel, say it's the one. Say it's the one. He's the one. Many of my classmates who read our country, they didn't work in the bank. God gave me 12 years and sent a prophet to tell me. He said, the Lord said, for the next 5-6 years, go and enjoy your life. Said the Lord said, go and marry. Have children. Buy cars. Enjoy. Say, because he's coming back after 5 years. Sincerely, man of God. That 5 days, no extra deal. That 5 years, he just come. That's when Harvest was started. They looked upon him and they were lightened and they were not ashamed. Lesa parate sofotaya. Eleno kosota. Zepelene kuzotaya. Zalekete kele borosotaya. Zakele de borosoteyanda. Rasa kataye. Legete pele kuzuta. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. For we have received a name that is above every other name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Let they that are barren become the keeper of children. Let they that are barren now become the keeper of children. Today is the day of joy. Today is the day of your joy. Today is the day of your joy. Today is the day of your joy. Oh, hallelujah. The month that was my last month in the bank, I was in our staff bus, and when we got towards Airtel, I shut my eyes and the Lord opened my eyes in the spirit and I saw a particular angel I'd never seen before. This was like the final week before coming fully into Harvest Word. And I said, Lord, who is this one? He said, this one has been assigned to you because of your obedience. He said, this one comes from the department of healing. He said, anytime you see him with your spiritual eyes, he said he will come with body parts. And I saw that angel that day, like I see him now. I saw that angel. He would walk around holding either a tray or a golden, like a golden mug, a very giant one. Sometimes the mug will be filled with oil. Some other parts I will see body parts like eyes, you know, eyes covered with blood or heart or kidney on that tray. And today, he came with something for her. Huh? He came with something for her. Because while we were standing here, I saw him massaging this woman here. as though resetting the body. Resetting the body. Your life will never be the same. Therefore, let healing anointing flow through you. Whatever was done against you is cancelled. The yoke is broken. The yoke is broken. Today now become a mother of children. As many as you want. As many as you want. This time next year, we will gather. We will be in your house to rejoice with you. Zelemeleno kotaya. Now in the name of Jesus. Again. Let her laugh again. I prophesy to you, as Eli prophesied to that woman, Anna, there will be the sound of rejoicing in your sister's household. To God be the glory. In Jesus' mighty name. Many are they, but it is yours. Take it. Drink of this river and be forever changed. Be forever changed. Be forever changed. Lord, let there be a major upgrade in our spirit to accommodate this anointing. Let your authority, your power, now flow like oil on our head till it touches our feet. It's on you now. It's on you now. It's on you now. It's on you now. Nobody is looking in your direction. They did not realize God was hiding you. God was hiding her. Therefore, the power to speak and put to flight 10,000 demons. The power to hear what ordinary men cannot hear. And to see what ordinary eyes cannot see. That Jesus will begin to look through your eyes to guide you and those that are around you. Is she baptized in the Holy Spirit? All right. Madam. Under your supervision, under your guidance, you will need to start teaching her. How old is she now? How old is she? You need to start teaching her how to fast. I'm not saying she's not fasting. So you have to supervise her. Huh? Because our development will be very fast. Huh? You have to put your eyes on her now. Because a part of her is your child. A part of her is your mother. What I mean by your mother is that the power inside of her now is more than your own. So you have to protect her. At the same time, the power of prophecy is now inside of her. So you have to be checking her. Huh? More than ever before. Because she will begin to have some experiences. So when she begins to have those experiences, you let me know. Huh? But God has given you a good child. This one. Congratulations. Nothing will happen to her. In Jesus' name. Let's celebrate the Lord and give Him glory. Let's give Him glory if you are blessed this morning. Listen. Watch what you say. Give yourselves to God. Give your heart and your soul to God. Just because something is popular doesn't mean God is there. Give yourself to God. This is the call of God upon this church in this season. The Lord is asking us to come back to the place of repentance. Repentance is not just having to do with sinning. It means coming back to your first love. Jesus Christ. We must come back. We must love Him. If He blesses us, it's for His glory. Anything He gives to us, it's not for showing off. It's not for you to be saying, it's not that anything they do my shoulders. Or is it, no. That's not why we are here. Are you still here? Some of you are going to sleep this afternoon, and that sleep will be very deep. So I recommend you turn off your phone. You will recover yourself in the name of Jesus. Now, I made a post last night. We sent it to all our churches. Our series on the Voice to the Nations. If you are not on the church WhatsApp group, come and see me. I will add you after the service. I'm in a happy mood, so I will add you. Let's go to YouTube and listen to, you will see the title of those, My Voice to the Nations, Part 1, Part 2. I think last week was Part 4. Take one of those messages, just one per week. Listen to it. Follow the instruction. What did Jesus condemn? What did Jesus say He was happy about? What do I need to stop doing? What do I need to start doing? Take just one message for 1 week. I beg you, don't use ChatGPT. Because as you are typing it, I will be hearing it. I will just call you. What are you doing? So don't. And if you copy, you know you can make mistake. You copy the thing with ChatGPT in it. So don't. Some people don't know how to copy well. Even if you give them the answer, they will write it with the name of the person that gave them the answer. So, I think I'll beg you, just write what you know. Eh? There's no pass or fail. But for everyone who is a member of this church, please try. It doesn't have to be so long. Don't write an epistle for me. Just write as you are led by the Holy Spirit. All right, but I will read everything. I will read everything myself. My prayer is that out of this church, the Lord will find people who are worthy. When the Lord needs men, this church must be one of those places the Lord can say, He has men. He has women. People he can trust. So don't be too sad that the message may make you feel bad. It's part of the process. However, I am also going through our annual appraiser as your pastor. So the auditors are around, which is why you have to be hearing all these things. I also have an employer. So I don't want to fail. So please go and listen to the message. Take your notes. Send it to me. If you want to do it properly, send it to my email. If you don't like email, send WhatsApp. You can even write it on tissue paper. I will take it. Just do it. But don't write in tongues, so write in English so that I will be able to read it. Somebody spoke in tongues and ChatGPT interpreted it. I saw it online. There's one church in Europe now. It's ChatGPT. It's AI that preaches in that church. So it is what it is. The future is here. Maybe ChatGPT will start making people fall under anointing. So me, I'm waiting. When that one happens, I will release a virus into that AI. It will stop working because this one, he has crossed the boundary. You are blessed.